Blog Talk Radio.
Varsity Music. Emax the Image. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. You hear the harp strings that play behind me. That means royalty. We built a legacy. All hail Caligula. Leave that fool alone. He settled for Rome. The whole world's a throne. Armor of God, plus a flaming sword. Shield of justice for this overlord. Commercial rapper will never be a match. I built this empire. It was built from scratch. I came, I saw, I conquered. I came, I saw, I conquered. We do it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We do it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We do it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it.
Yeah.
When I first started, they laughed at me hard. But I made the news. Blessed with awards. Black on black crime. We're on the front line. For Trayvon, 137 times. From Blog Talk to Voices, I run through. You're electrifying, you'll still lose. 5,000 saw me rap at CSU. Faith, hope, and love event. Huh, where were you? I came. I saw, I conquered, we doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. The Conqueror, thanks those with dynasties. Tech Record, Silk, EP, SOTC, Hood Tunes Radio, live at the Foundry, covering Swish Fam, CD release, where's the beef sequel, giving interviews, that's right, we covered OPN2, we post videos, showing we run this, November 5th, huh, remember Ernest Smith,
I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it, I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it, I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it, I came,
doing it,
what,
we 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 doing it,
what,
wouldn't you like to see it, wouldn't you like to see it, yeah.
Welcome once again to, of course, Al Porter, Man in the Street. This is chapter 2, verse 41, and Creator willing, wow, next week's episode will be up to chapter 3. But right now, this is chapter 2, verse 41, and what is man? Well, it's an acronym, abbreviation. Man stands for music, activism, news, and of course, happy Roman Gregorian calendar, New Year's, and all that type of stuff. We hope and expect everybody. We would love to think that you all are definitely safe and sound. We wish that to continue. The number right here for those who are definitely looking online, we appreciate all of those who tune in every week, but feel free to use that phone number of 646-478-0944. That's 646-478-0944, because it's because of the phone calls and the listenership. I'm very thankful. It's like a, you could say, holiday type of celebration going on throughout here, because our listenership is really grown. There was a time, it's a blessing. It was a time that during certain holiday weeks and all of that, you might not have our show on or what have you, but now Blog Talk Radio is beginning to realize and say, hey, you want to go on and do your show? We got no problems with it and all that type of thing. So we appreciate that very much. I also want to give out three disclaimers before I look at a couple of the phone callers who are on the line. And disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. So have pens, pencils, papers, notebooks, laptops, desktops, iPhones, smartphones for all the info you'll hear and receive. Disclaimer number two, you may hear something you don't like, but please don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Don't blame either one of those. You can call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I promise I'll do my best to listen. Disclaimer number three, press one to talk. But Blog Talk is worldwide, and it may give a false reading. So if I come to you and you don't want to speak, you can feel free to stay silent, and you'll go back on hold. But we hope you will talk. There might be something on your mind that you want to even say, with this being, you know, our last program for Al Porter Man in the Streets for, of course, 2013. So with that being said, I'm looking at 215-207. You can feel free if there's something on your mind. 215 area code 207. Something you'd like to say right now? All right. With that being said, we appreciate that area code of 215 for wishing to at least stay on the line and at least listen in with us. So one of the things that I'm going to do, since I don't get a chance to do that all the time, or at least during the beginning of it, I can at least let people know a couple of other programs that are coming up, and I get a chance to maybe play something, which is all right with me. So what I'm going to do is just take the time and let people know top 10 tracks from number 10 all the way back to number 1 of what's been going on out there in the streets. So I'll say that the top 10 track, Ballad of the Redneck Cowboy, a.k.a. the Duck Dynasty theme song from HJS Music, which was number 10. The number 9 song was, of course, Ballhead Fred with what he's been putting out there. Number 8, Black House Sounds, you know, hip-hop workshop sponsors. They have a video on YouTube called Turn Up, which, of course, that features Joe Legacy, Endo Dubsack. You can check it out just like that on YouTube. Turn Up, Joe Legacy, Endo Dubsack. You know, I really wish I knew who that number was calling me, because I sure would put them on blast for calling while I'm on the air. But anyway, number 7, Monica Phillips. Number 6, Emacs, The Image, Varsity Music. Another one of the hip-hop workshop sponsors. Video will be shown, something that he's sponsoring this coming week. We'll talk about that shortly. Number 5, Miss Chocolate Cake. Number 4, Miss Shy Kisses. Number Rise and Fall, HJS Music. Not only sponsoring the Black on Black Crime Incorporated hip-hop workshop, the CD soundtrack. We'll get into that in just a little while. Number 2, Owners, the debut from last week from Universal Records, newly signed Smooth Gotti, who also plans on sponsoring and being at that Black on Black Crime Incorporated hip-hop workshop. And number 1, Concord, asked to perform this week at Elam Chapel. More on that later, because I want to get to this phone line. I'm looking at 216-205. That's 216-205. What's going on with you this evening?
Hey, Happy New Year's, Brother Porter.
Hey, how you doing, brother?
I'm blessed. Again, I just wanted to say thank you for everything that you do for myself and others in the community. We definitely appreciate you. And if it's not too much to ask, we want to see if we can get that Thunder song going on, if you got it available.
Okay, I will do my best to do that one. And I appreciate you for bringing that back to my attention. For real, I do. So anything else that's going on for you? Because with this new year that's coming up and all of that, what's on your mind, brother?
We just want to continue to support you and put our dollars where our mouth is, and provide those little extras that support the hip-hop workshop and your whole movement. And we're looking forward to, you know, seeing some good stuff Saturday at the workshop.
Okay, then I thank you so much. And definitely we will be right back shortly, and thanks again.
Of course, love.
All right. What I will do is probably send this next track out, and I promise you I'll be right back after this. As a matter of fact, since he called, I'm going to throw on this one because I love the message in this. Always got to go over certain things such as Rise and Fall, HJS Music, definitely a message in this track.
Music, and that's just how it is. We all gonna have our good days. We gonna have them days that's not so great. But you gotta search in your heart, and you gotta find your personal reason to keep going. For real. Drama in my everyday life got me so that I'm looking to take off with no direction to know. I wanna blow, but as an underground artist, I'm good. Plant my feet in the dirt and stay repping the hood. HJS, and I can't tell you how this life's gonna end, but I can draw you out a vision with a pad and a pen. Once again, it's time to put it all on the line, and there's a rhyme and a reason when we talking about mine. I'm trying to climb to the highest plateau, but there's some sections to this movie that I just can't show. Don't wanna tell you that my shit is all peaches and cream, but there's a price to be paid when you're doing your thing. It's not a dream. If you can bang it, you can make it true. But there's some dirt 9 to 5 that you got to do. Like pushing through when your arms are sore. There's no victory until there's a war. As I rise and fall, I ain't even tripping at all. No, I ain't even tripping at all. As I rise and fall, I ain't even tripping at all, dog. I ain't even tripping at all. As I rise and fall, I ain't even tripping at all. No, I ain't even tripping at all. As I rise and fall, I ain't even tripping at all, dog. I ain't even tripping at all. I still remember how we used to be. One man, one mission to God. But I'm humble, dog, cause times are hard. I can't spend my days looking back on the past, cause see this life gets away from you fast, and I'm hoping to last. There's so much to be seen in a world full of color, but it's focused on green. I mean, I can't even walk the scene no more, unless I spend a bill on my jeans or more. It's crazy how I used to get down, but now I try to keep my feet on the ground, cause I'm loving the sound of the youth right now. I know the future gon' rock and hit the proof right now. When there's a million ways to lose your soul, how about some self-control, you feel me? I speak it to the world as a whole, dog, and now I'm getting ready to roll. As I rise and fall, I ain't even tripping at all. No, I ain't even tripping at all. As I rise and fall, I ain't even tripping at all, dog. I ain't even tripping at all. As I rise and fall, I ain't even tripping at all. No, I ain't even tripping at all. As I rise and fall, I ain't even tripping at all, dog. I ain't even tripping at all. I never thought that I would reach the point where I couldn't see light, be surrounded by darkness that's as cold as the night. But see, I'm gifted in my own right, and have to be out on my solo if it ain't right. That's how it is, how it is nowadays, and I doubt it would change. No room for misconception when it comes to this game. I understand it well, from the vision to the art, and the only way to get it is by playing your part from the start. I never thought that I would see a million, but establish a base where I can feed my children. Keep on building as I work it from my home. A nigga grown, so I got to get it on my own. Put my beard in, draw lines in the sand. Kick around for a second, then it's back to the plan. Cause man, you can only play the cards that you see, but me, I'ma keep it popping till I'm finally free.
As I rise and fall, I ain't even tripping at all. No, I ain't even tripping at all. As I rise and fall, I ain't even tripping at all, dog. I ain't even tripping at all. As I rise and fall, yeah. I ain't even tripping at all, dog. I ain't even tripping at all. As I rise and fall,
you know.
I ain't even tripping at all.
No,
I ain't even tripping at all. As I rise and fall, 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 as I rise.
Okay, before I go to our first couple of phone calls, we have area code 216-296, followed by 216-288. So while you all are on standby, I just want to let people know that, of course, this coming Wednesday is, of course, New Year's. So Black on Black Crime Incorporated, they may not have their meeting this week, but if there are problems, feel free to call. That's why I say have down something to, like, take down information. So feel free to use the numbers of 216-704-5036 or 216-990-0679 or 216-253-4070. And, of course, that voiceitradio.com, Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show for the Wednesday will not be on. But I will tell you some things that are going on real quick before I get to the phone calls, and that is, of course, Blog Talk Radio. Type in Corrupt Radio. Type in Board and Wrestlers Radio, of course, featuring Miss Contagious. And definitely, once you get in contact, mention us. Mention Varsity Music. Mention Hood Tunes, Hood Talk Radio, Man in the Streets. They'll appreciate that. And, of course, you can feel free this Wednesday, 646-478-0944, of course, for Hood Talk 2 Radio, this Wednesday at 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. That's national and international politics broke down to a local level. And, of course, it's Hood Tunes Radio on Fridays and Saturdays, 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, Music Business 101. And that's, of course, the same phone number of 646-478-0944. And since I said what I would like to do, let's start off with 216-296. That's 216-296. You're on live. What's going on with you?
Yo, yo, yo. Al, what's good with you? Smooth guy.
Okay. How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right, man. You know, got a lot of going on. I'm got a lot of music on the way. And I actually hit a show last night. It was pretty nice, you know what I'm saying? Just making moves out here on the Cleveland music scene, trying to take it further than ever been.
Okay, I appreciate you calling in, because you have said you were going to call in when you reached out to the other show, which was Hood Tunes Radio. And take a couple of minutes to let people know a little bit about yourself, man.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. I definitely said I was going to check in with your show, because I've been really, really, I love the message y'all got going on. But me, myself, and, you know, I've been dealing with a couple of different labels. I dealt with Subdivision of Death Row Records. Right now I'm dealing with Universal Music Group, Concord Entertainment. And, you know, I'm out here just putting out music and, you know, dealing with label heads and, you know what I'm saying? I'm actually, you know, I'm straight from Cleveland, so it's a different world, but I'm, you know, I'm trying to build something here, trying to do something here, trying to take something to another level, you know?
Okay, I appreciate it. Respect that. Before I ask for your contact information, I would like for you to at least take a minute or a minute and a half, share with the people out there something that you don't think people realize when they start taking this business serious, or something that you feel personally they need to know.
Well, I definitely think that you gotta be willing to educate yourself. You gotta be willing to read. You gotta, you know, learn Google, learn how to search things. I definitely think you know, from being from Cleveland, it's certain stigmas that's gonna be set on you, and you know, people gonna think you know, you don't know nothing. This guy's from Cleveland. And, you know, I think I learned that early. I definitely feel like, you know, being from where we from, we bring something to the table that, you know, it's like it's not easy here. You know, it's we harder on each other than we is on either on the other talent around the country, I think. And I definitely think that if you got real passion and drive, it's nothing that can stop you in the music industry. I don't care where you from, but you know, it's really, you know what I'm saying, stuff, you know, it's you know, a whole nother level in the industry, and the way they look at it, you know, you got to be built mentally tough to take it.
I appreciate that, and contact information. How can they find more out about you, man?
Well, I'm real easy to find. I'm SmoothGotti216, and that's on Twitter. That's on that's Instagram, SmoothGotti216. My music all over the place. YouTube, you type in SmoothGotti. Shattered Star is my new that's my new single, and that's my EP that's coming late January. I got a mixtape that's coming out next week. I got a lot of I haven't even let people know the name of that or nothing, but I mean, I'm everywhere the internet can be. I'm very easy to find. SmoothGotti216. You Google that, you're gonna find me.
And I thank you so much. And do you have any places upcoming where people can check you out? Any performances, anything like that?
I definitely am sponsoring the workshop, the hip hop workshop, next Saturday, you know, January 4th. And I'll definitely be there. I'm definitely want to check out that show, everything that's going on with that. That's so positive for the community and keeping people out of trouble and, you know, trying to teach them the business. I actually got a performance in Columbus, January 12th, and I got a new band. I got a whole new live show, so I want to do a big release show in Cleveland, and I'm working on the kinks out, getting everything ready before this college tour start off. But those things is near and dear to me right now that I'm trying to make happen.
And thank you so much once again, man, and may you have a blessed evening.
You too.
Okay, and feel free to hold a line for a moment. We got something nice for you. And with that being said, because this number, the next one has been so patient, I'm going to see what's going on with 216-288. That's 216 with a 288. What's going on this evening?
First, I would like to comment on Mr. SmoothGotti. I heard him on the radio, and he did a fantastic job. And he's excellent. And I do hope that everyone will get the opportunity to hear him at the workshop, because he is an outstanding talent. And
Thank you so much.
And the next thing, I was surprised because it came on the radio, on television, really, why Beyonce has NASA upset tonight. In her new video, she's singing using a NASA video from the 1980s showing NASA. Just that I saw that because I cried when that happened, losing family members. And NASA said that it's very inappropriate.
Just starting to hear a little bit of controversy over that.
Oh, I did hear
a little bit. Mm-hmm. So what are your personal thoughts on that?
I don't think I would like that either, because I remember crying when that happened. It was very sad. And I know that their family members and all of those things, that's going to bring back negative things, negative thoughts or what have you. And it is. And that is, I'm sure, controversial.
Yes, it is. I remember sometimes artists or people around, when they go to make decisions, may not think that well, because I remember the firestorm of controversy that came up when Lil Wayne made reference to, and it wasn't in a nice way, and the flack and the controversy that came up was so strong that he had to actually apologize and pull the song back. It was like being previewed beforehand. And the firestorm that came out of what many people felt was derogatory usage of that statement, it caused a lot of things to be changed. So I wouldn't be surprised at anything, but I'm glad you brought that up.
All right, thank you, and I'm enjoying what's going on, and I'll sit back and listen and keep up the good work.
Do my best to do that, and thank you once again, and may you have a very safe, upcoming, and very prosperous New Year's.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you and the family.
Thank you. And with that being said, I think it's time that we took a little bit of ownership over things that we do. And I'm going to play this next track, debuted last week, from one of the, I'll say, hardest workers around this area right now, Smooth Gotti himself. Be right back.
Contender, I'm a heavyweight. I be schooling them like a teacher, about to educate. In my bedroom with a blunt rap, about to medicate. Came a long way now, run rap, about to celebrate. Rap version of 007, phone call with a dime waiting, and I say the game at the end. Like Pierce Bronson, it's groundbreaking. I'm a CEO, so to get at me, you need an elevator. I'm skyscraping, top floor, cause I've been doing this since high school while you was prom dating. Future like D-Rap, lady bone told me to keep at it. With the cleaves in the first round, I be ballin' like Pete Maverick. Left Cleveland in 08, best move I never regret it. Got traded to L.A., paid my dues with my street cred. Stayed in Cleveland too long, I ain't waking up from that coma. Came from Cleveland, we own, made it off of that corner. Ain't affiliated, you gone, cause we renovated new owners. UMG is too strong, weapons penetrated, we soldiers. Sleeping too long, now they waking up from that coma. Came from Cleveland, we own, made it off of that cola. Ain't affiliated, you gone, we renovated new owners. UMG is too strong, weapons penetrated, we soldiers.
Put them all in that coma. Got them sleeping like Craftmatic. Switching up my hustle, so the music got me back at it. I ain't done with the telling. I'll be mobbing with felons. Cleveland, yeah, we survivors. Amanda Jean and Michelle. Problems left in my past. Now my future looking so clear now. Used to flying in coach. Now I'm traveling in lids now. Undies up on the corner. Undies up in the building. Rule one, if you get snatched, you better not start squealing. Fly the most, don't matter the color. They follow my way, they sort of like boats. Blowing my smoke, hold it and choke. Blowing my smoke, hold it and choke. Already know I'm back on my grind. Shoot some dice, passing the time. Living my life one day at a time. So worry about yours, don't worry about mine.
They been sleeping too long, now they waking up from that coma. Came from Cleveland, we own. Made it off of that corner. Ain't affiliated, you gone. Cause we renovated new owners. UMG is too strong, weapons penetrated, we soldiers. Sleeping too long, now they waking up from that coma. Came from Cleveland, we own. Made it off of that cola. Ain't affiliated, you gone. Cause we renovated new owners. UMG is too strong,
sitting here, Tony about to write a hit. Whole stool smell like Louder, blunt ain't even lit. They was sleeping on us, now they waking up. Yeah, they showing love, but it ain't enough. I kill trash, leave them comatose. Flow too sick for them to diagnose. They negotiating my second deal, and I want a meal around my audio. They kinda close to closing it. Need a new Benz with some foes in it. And a new house, a jacuzzi pool, and a stripper room with some foes in it. It was all a dream. Now these little kids out here screaming nice and green. And I thank God for all of my real niggas. I ain't never listened to train killers. Now I'm on the road doing hella shows, fucking all the hoes when I feel next.
They been sleeping too long, now they waking up from that coma. Came from Cleveland, we own. Made it off of that corner. Ain't affiliated, you gone. Cause we renovated new owners. UMG is too strong, weapons penetrated, we soldiers. They been sleeping too long, now they waking up from that coma. Came from Cleveland, we own. Made it off of that cola. Ain't affiliated, you gone. Cause we renovated new owners. UMG is too strong, weapons penetrated, we soldiers.
And, of course, I'll get a chance to now have a little bit of fun at this number, of course, 646-478-0944. give you all a little bit of information, which I'd love to do, let you know that you can, if you choose, check out that Art McCoy radio show Sundays from 5 to 7 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, News Talk, Cleveland.com. That's a WERE 1490 AM number. Or, of course, the award-winning legendary hip-hop and R&B on a 216 block, WRUW.org. That's on 91.1 FM from 3 to 5 a.m. tonight, Cleveland Standard Time. And, of course, SOTC Radio, WCSB.com. That's on tonight, 89.3 FM from 1 to 3 a.m. tonight. And last week, two tracks, the Conquered track featuring Emax the Image and, of course, Thunder featuring, of course, HJazz Music. That's right, two tracks made the rotation last week. A lot of people had a lot of nice positive reviews on that, which I feel was a blessing. I want to get into something because we should always have some idea of what it is that we're doing once we do it. And I just wanted to bring up a nice little subject of Kwanzaa. Is it still viable? Or is it like that Curtis Blow intro on his Christmas song, played out? You see, the history of Kwanzaa is simple. Melanie Haringa created Kwanzaa in 1966 as the first African-American holiday goal to give blacks an opportunity to celebrate themselves and their culture along with history, rather than imitate the practice of a dominant society. Now, Kwanzaa is Swahili for first fruits of harvest. That's right, Swahili word for first fruits of harvest. Although Melanie Haringa created Kwanzaa as an alternative to Christmas, from December 26th to January 1st is when it's held, Haringa stated in 1997, and he noted that many African Americans who celebrate Kwanzaa also do so while celebrating Christmas. Now, Kwanzaa has seven principles, one per day: umoja, standing unity, to strive for unity in family, community, nation, and race; Kuji Chagulia, self-determination, to define, name, create, and speak for ourselves. Number three, Ujima, collective work and responsibility, to build and maintain our community together and make each other's problems our own and solve them together. Ujamaa, cooperative economics, to build our own stores and business, maintain them, and profit together. Nia, purpose, to make our collective vocation the building and developing of our community in order to restore our people to their traditional greatness. Pumbaa, standing for creativity, to always leave our community more beautiful than we inherited it. And Imani, faith, to believe in our hearts and our people, parents, teachers, leaders, and the righteous victory in our struggle. Now, I feel you when you say Kwanzaa ain't in no Bible, but after Yahshua the Messiah, I mean Jesus, was crucified, nowhere in the original Hebrew text, Bible, did an apostle say, thou shalt buy a Christmas tree. I think they said, honor him by obeying the law. Now, Kwanzaa, Christmas, Hebrew calendar, Roman Gregorian calendar, not here to knock anybody. I'm just taking a look at Kwanzaa right now. Is it needed in our community? And let's to look at it like that. Is it needed? I mean, after all these years? Well, if we had unity, East Cleveland and Cleveland officials wouldn't be flaunting corruption in our face. Possible mergers, EC almost broke, red light cameras forced down our throats, $30 million tax dollars out of our pockets for the Browns, levy money for a corrupt, failing school district. If we had cooperative economics, our areas wouldn't be saturated with liquor stores, cell phone stores, corner stores that we don't own. Collective work and responsibility would mean we're building up our own area to be conducive. I mean, let's think about this. If we had purpose, real purpose, we wouldn't have to worry about the dealers, crooks, rapists, because we would have been taught to stay out of any and all traps that would lead to self-destruction. We would know our self-worth. I feel that maybe, just maybe, Kwanzaa isn't played out since it's based on spiritual principles, and any spiritual movement is what's needed. Now, I want to let people know that Wednesday in our area, Imani Faith, the last day, that's being held at 3 p.m. at Snicker Fritz Art Gallery, 13240 Euclid Avenue in East Cleveland. I can tell you one group of people that definitely aren't celebrating Kwanzaa. That's my fellow rednecks from the Duck Dynasty clan. Be right back in just a moment.
The redneck. The redneck. The ballad of the redneck cowboy. The ballad of the redneck.
Redneck.
The ballad of the redneck cowboy. The ballad of the redneck.
Redneck.
The ballad of the redneck cowboy. The ballad of the redneck.
Redneck.
The ballad of the redneck cowboy. The ballad of the redneck.
Redneck.
Make way for the redneck cowboy. No bling, no ice, not a rhinestone cowboy. Not effeminate, no grinning or pouting. You wouldn't catch me dead on Brokeback Mountain. My first CD yet came from out of nowhere. I was tired of hearing tumbleweeds on the air. They dumb hip-hop down, it doesn't matter why. I brought me a noose just to hang them high. String them up, strung them up, their breath is long gone. White supremacist groups call my razor phone. The KKK named me official Grand Dragon, cause I hang Negroes with they pants sagging. R.I.P. Eazy-E, here's the facts, listen. Sagging pants, that style started out in prison. Belly of the beast, if your pants would hang low, it meant you willingly would give up your butthole. Ask the OG who served a real hard time, and he'll validate the redneck's rhyme. I'm the sheriff and I came back for more. Some said I should make music for the club floors. If you can't move to this, it means you can't dance. You used to jumping up and down with a dumb chant. So you and you and you, exit stage right. If you got stanky legs, take a bath tonight, huh? The ballad of the redneck cowboy. The ballad of the redneck.
Redneck.
The ballad of the redneck cowboy. The ballad of the redneck.
Redneck.
The ballad of the redneck cowboy. The ballad of the redneck.
Redneck.
The ballad of the redneck cowboy. The ballad of the redneck.
Redneck.
Racism. To dictate and control a mass of people. Blacks can't be racist. We don't have the power. But we can be bigots. And I'm a bigot. Cause I hate idiots. HJS. Still rolling.
And, of course, I want to definitely bring this back. You know, that was an interesting phone call that came through earlier because I could see Beyonce catching some firestorm of controversy. I see Lil Wayne retracted his statements. But I could tell you something. That Duck Dynasty clan didn't really retract too much of nothing, did they? I mean, Phil Robertson, he spoke about homosexuality. I'll probably get into a little bit more about them next week and really break it down further. I mean, talked about black people weren't singing the blues back yonder. A&E said they were going to take his show away from him. Well, at least let him go. And when the Duck Dynasty clan told A&E, quote-unquote, history type of station, they said, oh, yeah, we're going to leave your station. How y'all like that? They quickly hired Phil Robertson back so he could join up with Uncle Si and the rest of the clan. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And what more do you expect, though? I mean, I couldn't really complain about Duck Dynasty because they said they were rednecks. They live in a swamp to stay away from everybody. They got their guns out. And it seems to me that right when it seems like they were about to get out of certain situations and what have you, they had the nerve to get back out there. And recently, Phil Robertson, he has a reason why he said men should marry, well, not women, that they should marry girls at the age of 15 and 16 years old. So there's a whole lot of things going on with that. But right now, instead of being shown the door, they're kind of like being shown more money, and they'll begin definitely, I'll say, filming for more episodes shortly. So I find that is a very, very interesting thing in itself. So I will definitely have to deal with that at another time. What I will take the time to do, though, is let people know, because I love giving out information. That's just one of those things that we do here. So I'll also let people know that Saturday midnight, if they choose 2 a.m. Cleveland Standard Time, that's the 216 radio on WCSB.com, 89.3. And that is definitely an interesting thing because they play a lot of course, regional music and underground music also. And we live and we perish, and we perish definitely for lack of information. I also want to let people know that the end of 2003, a couple of cats who were coming into black-on-black crime meetings by the name of Lowe and K-Dog, and they were arguing inside a black-on-black crime meeting around November, December of 2003, and they quit because of the organization not reaching out to the rap crowd. But in January of 2004, a month later, Black-on-Black Crime Incorporated had a meeting where the then vice president of our organization would do the follow-through on something called the Hip Hop Workshop. Had our first one at the neighborhood ping pong and chess house and coined the phrase, you can be mean, but keep it clean. And more than a talent show, it's a learning experience. And I was blessed to become the workshop chairman in November 2004. People said it wouldn't last more than 3 months, a free family show. But since then, youngest performer there has been 7 years old. The oldest, our senior performer, was 93. Since then, Ohio Hip Hop Lifetime Achievement and Humanitarian Awards, OPN Honors, numerous other awards, accolades have been, it's been a blessing. Plain Dealer front page, A section and a metro section, call and post articles, first hip-hop event held at the East Cleveland Theater, and the first one held at the Call and Post newspaper building. Hip-hop workshop mind frames held at libraries and block parties. As long as it's under Black on Black Crime Incorporated, it's free. And think about this. Christian, Muslim, Revolutionary Party, different rap styles from club, gangster message, poetry, gospel, dance, musicians, meet to learn and exchange ideas, including Johnny G. We've been blessed with many other awards and definitely have been in parades, all done without grants. DJ Dollar Rock, professional DJ, is the only minor expense, and we've been able to do this consistently. Doughboy sponsored us for the East Cleveland Theater. Call and Post volunteered the building headquarters. Barbarino carried the workshop for a couple of months, and after 9 years, we're just now getting consistent sponsors. And the payoff, 10-year anniversary this Saturday, 1:45 p.m. at 1899 East 22nd Street, the main classroom building between Euclid and Chester at Cleveland State University's Large Room 136. Seminar by Brian Essence of Royal Air Entertainment, who sponsored this year's Ohio Hip Hop Awards. B Swish and Swish Fam will be sponsoring a video to be seen as well. Hood Tunes Radio Zone, Emax the Image. He'll definitely have a video on the big screen. And Sir Knox's birthday is that day, and he has a major announcement. And Universal Records' own Smooth Gotti, who was just signed, Universal Records, same one from Death Row Records a few years ago, will be in the house as the first ever Hip Hop Workshop mix CD will hit out this coming Saturday, featuring AUG, Ronnie B, Miss Chocolate Cake, Black House Sounds, Denise Monroe, Suave Gotti, Sheriff Kilroy, Swish Fam, and B Swish, along with D187, Emax the Image, Kim, HJS Music. And HJS Music is releasing it free to promote the workshop so that artists can, number one, cross-promote with the CD, and then alongside Monolithic Zenith ENT, will work on definitely free promotional tours so that artists who are on any CD can travel and perhaps earn income of their own on their own music. You know, it goes without saying, why am I in media? Well, because a lot of media gives out negative influence. But I know that working alongside people like Emax the Image, my man Andy B, Brother Cheese, we can spread truth. Well, I put out a hip-hop workshop CD to take artists out and change the industry by showing that quality music can be and should be rewarded. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go back in the time with something that I love. Hey, this is a request for myself because I just love it. With that being said, it's a classic. Enjoy.
Twas the night before Christmas and all through the...
Hold it now, wait, hold it. That's played out. Hit it.
Don't you give me all that jive about things you wrote before I was alive. Cause this ain't 1823, ain't even 1970. Now I'm the guy named Curtis Blow, and Christmas is one thing I know. So every year, just about this time, I celebrate it with a rhyme. Gonna shake it, gonna bake it, gonna make it good. Gonna rock, shock, knock it through your neighborhood. Gonna read, gonna sing it till it's understood. My rap about to happen like a D. You been slapping or I told you been tapping on a hunk of wood. Bought a red suit to do with a friendly attitude and a slave full of goodies for the people on the block. Got a long white beard, maybe looks kind of weird, and if you ever see him, he can give you quite a shock. Now people, let me tell you about last year when the dude came flying over here. Well, the Hulk was out, snow was on the ground. Folks stayed in, 240 down. The beat was thumping on the box, and I was dancing in my socks. And the drummer played at a solid pace, and the taste of the bass was in my face. And the guitar player laid down the heavy layer of the funky chunky rhythm of the disco beat. And the guy with the 88 started to participate, and I guess you appreciate the sound so sweet. We were all in the mood, so we had a little food and a joke and a smoke and a little bit of wine. When I thought I heard a hoop on the top of the roof, could it be it wasn't me? I was feeling super fine, so I went to the attic where I thought I heard the static. On the chance that the fans put the body breaking in, put the noise on the top with the reindeer top to the trick, same thing, and I let the sucker in. Holy moly, you got a lot of wishes on your chinny chin chin. He allowed, he was proud of the hairy little crowd on the point of the door where the skin should have been. Get fooled for a fool, blowing out every you for a day on the plane when the cold winds blow. So the fear may be weird, but I'll never have a cheer, cause it's warm in the storm when it's in below. I said, yo God, it's cold tonight, but can you stop for a drop before you go? He said, why not? If the music hot and our chance to dance beneath the mistletoe. So he went downstairs and forgot his scares, and he rocked the spot and danced like a pro. And every young girl tried to rock his world, but he booked the yogi yogi till he had to go. And before he went, this fine old gent bought a gift with a tip to his big red bag. In the top or the bottom, he reached in and got a toy for the phone for the girl's glad rags. And a grown-up got some presents too, a new TV and a stereo. A new Seville by the Suicide Sky, the best that money couldn't buy. Cause money could never ever buy the feeling, the one that comes from not concealing the way you feel about your friends. And this is how the story ends. The dude in red back at the pole of North, where everything is cold. But if he were right here tonight, he'd say, Merry Christmas. And to good night.
Well, I'm terribly sorry. I don't know what you mean. What did you say your name was?
I see that it's not clear, but you good buddies to clean out your ears. Listen very close while I pop more game. Is my name in the Hall of Fame. The K-U-R, the T-I-N, the first is the best, I must confess. The B-L-O and the W. I make you want to catch the boogaloo crew. Now if your name is Annie, get up off your fanny. If your name is Side, get off your backside. If your name is Steve, you don't need a seat. Cause I'm Curtis Blow and I'm on the go. I'm rocking to the rhythms in stereo. Your hands in the air and rave on like you just don't care. If you're ready like Freddy to rock, Will Teddy, somebody say, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh, young ladies, all the ladies in the house say, ow. And you don't stop, come on, come on, come on, let me see you rock. I get down, stop messing around when Curtis Blow is in your town. I'm Curtis Blow on the microphone. I play Paul Harlem, was my home. I was rocking one day, it started to shake. It sounds to me, I like a earthquake. I packed my bag, I said goodbye. I kissed my woman and I started to fly. I came to Earth by a meteorite to rock you all on the mic. So just kick off your shoes, let your fingers pop. The Curtis Blow is about ready to rock. Now the people in the back, if you're not the wax, say. The people in the front, if you want to bump, say. The people in the middle, if you want to wiggle, say. And the people on the side, if you want to slide, say. Not a preacher or a teacher or an electrician, a fighter or a writer or a politician, the man with the key to your ignition. Curtis Blow is competition. Young ladies, shock the house. That's young ladies, shock the house. Now just throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. If y'all really ready, rock the house this morning, somebody say, oh yeah.
Now, see, that was some rapping right there. And, of course, that was classic Curtis Blow himself. That was that Christmas rapping from way back when. And I just want to say I'm very thankful right now. You know, it's been a blessing of a year this year. I mean, you can check out things online, see the videos of course, everything is in, like, capital letters if you go to YouTube to see 1-3-7 FT period Alfred Porter, a.k.a. Sheriff Kilroy. You can just check out A-L, and this is not all capital, but it's like A-L, then it's P-O-R-T-E-R-J-R, that Concord track. It's a blessing for me because I've been able to do things for fun, and that means a whole lot. I mean, right now, it's been a blessing that the past year, 16,000 people threw out from elections, from canvassing, cookouts, voting drives. They heard a track that I was involved in. 5,000 people got a chance to see me at Cleveland State University. And it's one of those things to be able to spread a message. And I have to give thanks, first of all, to the creator. I'd like to thank my mom. Also thank Varsity Music. You know, Emax the Image, Andy B, Cheese. And to be very honest about it, I thank all of the ones who take the time to listen and who add in comments, those who listen online. It really helps with what it is that we're doing to achieve. So, you know, if you think we're going to, like, slack up on things and be a lot more, like, calmer on certain things, probably won't happen. I will leave you with a nice little feel-good story. Feel-good story was, of course, last Saturday. Progressive pastor Lamont Richmond invited the Black on Black Crime Incorporated hip-hop workshop for a second year in a row to its second annual Elam Chapel Holiday Special on 10522 Amore Avenue. And also, be careful what you say category, definitely, because spiritual artist Kim declared war on Satan. True story. Right before she sang, both CD players went out. But one devil don't stop no show. And she sang a cappella on the track, and the band Redeemed backed her up. Redeemed also backed up Sir Knock, Major Taps, My Concord Freestyle, and Mama Porter did poetry as well. Others were outstanding. And, of course, the workshop is invited back for 2014, Saturday between Christmas and New York. So I just want to say real quick that tomorrow, New Year's Eve, please, everybody, stay safe. I might decide this is a lead-in to the next track because I'm thinking about, Cleveland Standard Time, Sister 4.5, Drew Carey come through, the ball drop, some electro-pop music and all of that playing. I might head downtown to check that out. But one of the main reasons, well, it's not really because I just think the world of Drew Carey and all of that. Oh, no. One of the reasons why I'm going down there is so that I can get my dance on with some ladies who have, of course, the Big Legs. So I'm sending this track out, the Big Legs remix from Emax the Image. If you see me live on 1943 because they're simulcasting it live, you know it's me getting my party on. Stay safe and see you all. Peace.
Looking for my girlfriend, girlfriend, girlfriend. brown skin.